The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you, America. And, wow, we have a busy day today on the program. Former President Trump is going to drop by, and we're going to have a very nice, long discussion, and we're going to be taking your calls as well, giving you an opportunity to ask the president a question. So if there's something on your mind, something you would either like to tell the president, convey to the president, or if there's a question you'd like for me to ask the president, well, we want you to give us a call, and we will do our best to try to work those questions into the conversation. So write down our telephone number and give us a call. We'd like to hear what you have to say and the message that you would like to for us to convey to the president. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And, of course, we will also have your reaction to the interview. By the way, coming up in the second hour of the Todd Starnes radio program. So we're looking forward to that. All right, a lot going on, and we've got a lot that's expected to drop today. We're expecting any moment now for Congressman James Comer to come out and release information regarding this FBI document that shows Joe Biden as vice president allegedly took a bribe. So we understand both Republican and Democrat leadership are getting that information. When that happens, we'll share that information with you. Also, this is the kickoff to Heterosexual Pride Month. No, I'm just kidding. It's Gay Pride Month, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I want to say a huge thank you to Jeff Stein from radio station KXEL, who filled in for me Friday. I was in New York City at the annual Talkers Convention, which I was very proud to sponsor this year. We were one of the main sponsors of that event and gave a speech, and a lot of the people that you hear on the radio were there, and it was good to see everybody. But I was at JFK International Airport. That's where I landed. And it was more like JFK LGBT International Airport. I had never they had massive murals and displays and walk-through interactive things, all for people of the LGBTQIA alphabet people plus Skittles generation. Plenty of stuff for people to do. It was a little awkward, to be perfectly honest with you. And even here in Memphis, Tennessee, and I don't know what it's like where you are, but they had the big Pride Parade, And my understanding from the reporter, our news anchor, Ben Dieter, at KWAM, our flagship radio station, they actually had something called a kink tent on Beale Street. Now, before we get to the kink tent and what was in that tent, let me say that a federal judge over the weekend shot down the law that Tennessee lawmakers had passed, Governor Bill Lee had signed, regarding sexually explicit drag queen shows. Now, let me explain this, because a lot of this has been misreported in the media, and it is up to us to clean up the mess that the mainstream media leaves behind. There are days when yours truly feels like that guy at the end of the circus parade with the broom and the dustpan, cleaning up the mess. And that's what we're doing today. So look, this law did not specifically target drag queens. This law, from the very beginning, if I can be so bold as to say and remind you, I was actually against. And the reason why is because it was poorly written. And I warn people that there's a very good chance this could get thrown out. And that's exactly what happened. So look, the intent of the law was to stop children from being able to attend these sexually explicit drag queen shows or cabaret performances. But the problem is it was so broad in the way it was written that it could have included something as innocuous as a school musical production of Mrs. Doubtfire, or when you have like the Ugly Woman contest where the high school football players dress up like girls and vice versa. Or if you had a female impersonator doing an Elvis routine and swiveled her hips one too many times, she could have been accused of breaking this law. So it was just a badly written law, but the intentions were good. So as it now stands in Tennessee, children are permitted to go to sexually explicit drag queen performances. It's pretty awful. By the way, the judge involved, a Trump-appointed judge. You're not going to pick him right a thousand times. It's not going to happen. So, you can't put this on Trump. It's not on Trump. So anyway, here in Memphis, Tennessee, they have something called the Pride Festival on Beale Street. The Memphis Police Department unveiled their brand new pink police cruiser. It's sort of like the gay cruiser. Oh, wait a second. No, I've got to rework that.
Yeah, don't say that.
It's the NPD is not gay cruising. It's a cruiser, a police vehicle, if you will, or if you're Jesse Jackson, a vehicle. And it's the whole point of this is to, I don't know what, it's stereotype gay people.
I mean, I just don't know. I heard on the streets, now I cannot confirm this, that cruiser only picks up gay criminals or lesbian criminals. Can't confirm that, but that's the reporting I'm hearing.
Instead of a siren, my understanding is that when you hit whatever the siren button is, hey, 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 I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I've heard the rumors. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So Ben Dieter, my understanding is that there was this big parade. I saw pictures in the newspaper. There was that a woman without boobs? What, or was that a buck? It looked like a National Geographic special going on down there.
So think of your grandpa picking up the daily paper today. It's called the Daily Memphian in town. He's grabbing his cup of coffee. The first photo that's going to be splashed across the headlines is, I believe it's a woman who had her breast whacked off.
Oh, dear.
A double mastectomy, they're saying. And she is celebrating and really the face of Memphis Pride.
It was on the front page of the newspaper. I've never seen anything. It was really, it really is. It's pornographic.
And truly, it's sad. I mean, she scarred all up the body. It's awful.
She was literally topless in the parade.
I guess you can be.
Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody wants to see that, ma'am. Nobody wants to see that. And you feel bad for these people because they're really delusional and they're dealing with a lot of medical issues and mental issues. And instead of getting them help, you know, this is being celebrated as normal. And they want this for children as well. So there was a kink tent. And by the way, this is the family-friendly gay pride event in Memphis, Tennessee. And what was going on in this tent?
Well, I guess they were doing rope demonstrations, and I was great. I'm a pastor's son, so I instantly go to the Boy Scouts. They were not teaching, you know, how to get out of a quick knot or whatever those demonstrations are you were taught in Boy Scouts. This was a bondage tent. Now, granted, it was 18 years and older, they said, but still, this is a family-friendly parade and festival all weekend. I guess you had to be 18 to go inside the tent, inside the Memphis King tent.
And they had, it was basically a bondage tent,
that's right,
like a dungeon, I suppose. And it was it just the ropes, or did they have the leather products and the chains and the piercings and the whatnot?
The handcuffs, the strap.
Oh my.
Yeah.
From the pink cruiser?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. It's all about details.
And lots of tails. Lots of like the fluffy tails.
The furry people were there.
I live downtown, and I can't tell you how many times I saw someone walking in front of me and they had a full-on bunny tail. I had no idea if this was like the last battle in the Chronicle of Narnia, but apparently this was just...
Jeez, Lou, I don't want to read that book. I'm going to take a pass there. So anyway, this is happening all over the country, and it's just shocking to see this in Memphis in the southern states, where, by the way, it's 93 degrees. So if you're wearing buttless leather chaps down here, you're going to get some chafing. I mean, that's just... You got to have some, I don't know, talcum powder or something. But it's just really unfortunate. And now you're telling me that they were roping people downtown. It's like an old Western movie or something.
That's right. But 50,000 people, by the way, made their way downtown. Salute.
Unfortunately, raw hide may not mean what you think it means. All right. We got to take a break here. And again, it's insane what's happening all over America. 844-747-8868. They want you to think this is normal, and they want you to think this should be acceptable, ladies and gentlemen. And we are the voice of reason for America. And we are proud to stand up and say, no, grown men should not be wearing buttless leather chaps. And grown women should put a shirt on and stop wearing sensible shoes. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, I finally had to cut back on the barbecue and the sweet tea, and now I'm starting to lose weight thanks to a great new product called Calitrin. Now, Calitrin contains an amino acid called glycine, which increases serotonin levels, and that makes me sleep better at night, and it also helps me lose weight. It is safe and natural, better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and believe it or not, glowing skin. And who doesn't like glowing skin? Calitrin is good for you. You're giving your body back what it needs. Calitrin is not a quick fix, but it is a long-term solution for you to take the weight off and keep it off. And get this, it's 100% safe. So even if you're on medications, there are no drugs or stimulants, and that's what makes Calitrin so different. So give them a call right now. Do what I did, 833-TOP-LOSS. Or log on to toploss.com and use the promo code Todd. That's 833-TOP-LOSS, promo code Todd. All right, we have some breaking political news for you. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Mike Pence has officially filed paperwork for a 2024 presidential run, expected to make that announcement sometime this week, maybe Wednesday, we're hearing, in Iowa. That's where Mike Pence is going to throw down. By the way, he was in the Hawkeye state over the weekend, and he was also, I believe, in South Dakota, riding around on a motorcycle. He had the blue jeans and the leather vest. Everybody was sort of shocked. It was Mike Pence. I think he was the only candidate who actually dared to get on the motorcycle. All right. We'll keep you updated on that. Keith writes in on the Facebook live stream. Todd, in my 62 years, we've gone from stranger danger to, if you're not strange, you are the danger. Keith, very well said. I mean, that pretty much sums it all up. Good for you. By the way, we're going to head right to the phones, and President Trump will be here in the second hour of the program, and we're going to throw in some questions that you might have for the president. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas. All right, Steve, what question do you have for the president?
Todd, I've only heard one presidential candidate so far even address this or mention it. I would like to know if he gets back in office, if he has any plans to take action on trying to put some type of boundaries or write out a little more specific rules on these Emergency Powers Act that governors and people in Washington, basically people all over our government, used during COVID to take away the people's constitutional rights. They just use those emergency acts to stomp all over the Constitution, and there has been no effort from anybody yet to try to do anything about it.
Yeah, I think that's a fair question, Steve, and especially in light of the fact that there were shutdowns under the Trump administration. Now, keep in mind that was the early days of the pandemic when nobody knew what was going on. He can't be blamed. Honestly, I don't think he can be blamed for that. Joe Biden, on the other hand, yeah, he's to blame.
It went on all over the country. And there was actually more of it done by governors than by the White House.
Including in Florida. And I know that aggravates DeSantis supporters, but their guy was shutting stuff down. He shut down the beaches. He threatened to fine businesses. He forced children to wear face coverings when he showed up without a face covering. So he's just as guilty as everybody else.
Amen. I live in a red state. Arkansas is deep red. Our governor was one of the worst governors in the country on the COVID shutdowns and the COVID rules and stuff. It was like he was just grabbing them out of the air.
That's it. All right, Steve, we will ask the president about emergency powers. And folks, we will I think we're going to be able to sneak in a couple of your questions, and that's a good one. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Theron in Spring Creek, Nevada. What's on your mind?
I'd like to ask the president about criminal justice reform, the fact that it was put into law in 2018, and many people have filed across the country with respect of their own states and their own statutes, and it has just been dropped since they installed Biden. Criminal justice reform no longer is a priority across the country, and it's kind of troublesome to have it just sit stagnant, and it just leaves everybody out in the open and not get anywhere with it. I'm just wondering, how do we reengage with this from first step to the reprieval of the people that have been wronged by our justice system? Not speaking of today's situation, but the things that went on in 1994 crime bill with Biden and how President Trump and his administration was able to get a bipartisan agreement to it. And it's signed into law in 2018. I filed that following April, and it hasn't gone anywhere in the court system here in Nevada. And of course, we have Steve Sisolak, which is a good reason for that. But it's just troublesome that we can't even take the laws that we have now and use them for the betterment of our country. And I just wonder, what would be the next step for a person like me?
Theron, I tell you what, we will ask the president about that if we've got time. I know the president was a strong advocate. And look, I believe in a tough, tough criminal justice system. There may be some people that have been wrongly accused or wrongly found guilty when they were not guilty. But by and large, you know, I think that we have to get to a point where people understand there are punishments for crimes. Theron, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening today. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So James Comey is back in the news. He sat down with Jen Psaki, circle back Saki. Remember her? Yeah, she's got a show on MSDNC now, and we're going to play some audio from that interview. By the way, Comey is a big, big fan of Joe Biden, cut number 7.
You were a Republican most of your life, but voted for, and you may still consider yourself one, but voted for Biden in 2020. Do you intend to vote for him again, or is there anyone on the Republican side you might consider if it's not Trump?
It has to be Joe Biden. And I'm glad he's willing to serve. It has to be somebody committed to the rule of law, committed to the values of this country. And I'm not talking about policy. People can disagree about policy. There are things above those disagreements that all of us should think about the same way. The president must be someone who abides the law and our Constitution. And there's no one else but Joe Biden.
All right. Wow. Unbelievable. By the way, the whole Biden falling down, we have the videos up on our website, and a couple of things that I want to say out of that. First of all, we know he didn't fall on a sandbag. And second of all, what a great metaphor for the condition of our nation. We have fallen, America, and we can't get up. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. President Trump coming up in the next hour of the program, and we're taking your calls. What would you like for us to convey to the president? Do you have a question? Do you have some advice? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Wow, is the media going after Casey DeSantis? Now, look, I don't care. I don't care what you think about Ron DeSantis, but the fact of the matter is she is a very glamorous, beautiful woman. And there have been comparisons made that she could be the Republican version of Jackie Kennedy, Jackie O, back in the day. By the way, we have had some beautiful first ladies on the Republican side, Melania Trump, and they crucified her in the media. And they've already started to crucify poor Casey DeSantis. The Daily Beast, Katie Baker, has a story up, and she described Casey DeSantis as a, quote, Walmart Melania, basically suggesting that Mrs. DeSantis is some sort of a redneck, white trash. It's really despicable stuff here, folks. The op-ed was published Sunday, and the writer, Katie Baker, took issue with a leather jacket the Florida First Lady was wearing during a campaign stop in Iowa. It had an outline of the state of Florida and an alligator and the words, "Where woke goes to die." That's true. DeSantis has done a good job of getting rid of the wokeness in Florida. Anyway, the writer said, "It was a ghastly black leather jacket, American flag on front, alligator, blah, 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 sneering words, where woke goes to die, that brought to mind nothing so much as the racks of a Red State Big Ben store where it would be retailing for $24.99. You see, this is a snarky little, oh, I can't say that word on the radio, but that's what she is. She's also the executive editor of the Daily Beast. Let me explain this for you. There are people in the mainstream media, and I will say it may be surprising to you, but a lot of these folks work at Fox News. So you've got these mainstream media outlets, and they're populated with these snobs. These are the morons that pay $10 for liquefied lawn clippings. These are the people that they love to sneer and look down on all of you gun-toting, Bible-clinging, Cracker Barrel fans. This is nothing more than classism. And clearly the people of the Daily Beast have zero class. None whatsoever. You remember Peter Stroza, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page, his paramour, the guy, the FBI, disgraced FBI agent, cheating on his wife with the sidewalk Sally, Lisa Page, and he talked about the smelly Walmart people. That's what this is all about. So I would not be surprised that they're going to go after Casey DeSantis like this, because that's who these people are. They hate you. They despise you. And a word of advice for any Republican running for office, you better have the backside of Donald John Trump, or you're not going to be able to survive the attacks. If you think they were bad for Trump, you just wait until DeSantis comes along or Tim Scott. I mean, they're already questioning why Tim Scott isn't married. Well, it's nobody's business. But man, are they going after the guy. All right, let's go to the phones here. Bill in Statesville, North Carolina. What say you, sir?
Hey, Todd, Bill here. I got maybe a suggestion more than a question for Donald Trump, if I may.
You may, sir.
I would say that, number one, if he gets back up there, which I have confidence that he's going to, he's going to have to clock in and go back to work because he's going to have a full plate. And I would suggest maybe taking a paycheck this go around. That's nothing else to help him pay for the goody headache powders he's going to need to deal with all them clowns up there in Washington, D.C., and he knows who they are.
It's a great thought. I mean, it really is. It really is.
I mean, I know we got some good people up there in Washington, D.C. Not many, but we do have a few. And he knows who they are. And, you know, that's just what it's going to take, you know, clocking in and going to work. Because the ones that are up there now, they're not clocking in going to work. They're actually riding the clock. And that's what we need to get rid of.
Well said, Bill, and I appreciate the call, and I will pass along that suggestion. And I want to go back to, I'm riled up about this. How dare they attack our beautiful conservative women? When you look at a woman walking down the street and she is drop-dead gorgeous, and she knows her pronouns, you know for a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that woman is a conservative woman, because conservative women are the most beautiful women in America. And I just want to ask you a question. I want you to be fair and balanced. All right. Take away all of your bias. All right. Set it aside for just one moment. And I want you to think about this for one moment. Would you rather a president have a drop dead, beautiful fashion model wife with beautiful children? Or would you rather have a polyester pantsuit wearing woman with man hands who wears ugly shoes? The question is simple, America. Choose wisely. Choose wisely. Let's go to Charles, WSIC, Statesville, North Carolina. Charles, what say, before we get to your point, Charles, who would you rather have as a first lady? Melania Trump or Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Melania Trump, hands down.
I rest my case.
Yeah, yeah. No, Todd, what I would like to ask President Trump, just a couple of things. One, does he support the bill, the debt ceiling bill that was just passed? And if he doesn't support it, what would he have liked to have seen done? That's number one. Number two, in addition to completing the wall, how does he intend to get the millions of people that are already here illegally out of the country? And lastly, how is he going to hold the people and government that interfered in the 2016 election, the 2020 election, and the same individuals that destroyed this country during COVID with lies and misinformation, and the same agencies that are promoting this transgender crap down the throats of America.
Charles, great questions, and we're going to try to get to at least one of them. Look, these are all valid points. And I think the president has to begin formulating his agenda forward. Here is how we can make America great again. We've been down this path before, and here's what needs to be done. And I think if the president can present a positive, forward-thinking message, he's going to win this thing in a landslide. Charles, appreciate the call. Let's go to Steve in Atlanta, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Okay, earlier in the show, Todd, thanks for the show. Looking forward to the president. And you were talking about people who call themselves trans. Now, the left likes to invent new phrases and give them their own definitions. But 3 points. Number one, the first thing is they call them trans. I call them latter-day female impersonators because that's all they're doing. They got more technology, more methods, but that's number one. Number two, cultural appropriation is when somebody dresses up or acts like, you know, like a Hispanic if you're white. Never mind that all the people in Hamilton, or many of them, were black dressing, pretending they were white presidents, but that's okay. We don't care about that stuff, but they do. But this is not cultural appropriation. This is far worse, Todd. Who got hurt by cultural appropriation? Nobody. Maybe their feelings. Who's getting hurt by gender appropriation? Lots of women, lots of girls. Finally, the term toxic masculinity. I dare anybody listening to call in and say, what is the worst form of toxic masculinity, worse than people dressing up like women, scantily clothed, going into females' bathrooms, exposing themselves in women's locker rooms, and parading around in the streets and in libraries in front of little children? What is the worst form of toxic masculinity? I challenge anybody to give me an example, please.
Look, those are great questions, Steve, and this is the issue of our lifetime. I mean, we have to address this now. And it's time for the men of America to stand up and be heard. And I appreciate that Megyn Kelly has finally woken up and she has seen the light on this issue. But there are many of us that have been out there warning people for quite some time what was happening and what was about to happen in this country. You had folks like the Squawking Magpies over on The View, one of them, Alyssa Farah. She actually disagrees with us. And again, this woman claims to be a conservative. She basically snuck her way into the Trump administration, made a name for herself, and here she is on The View. Josh, let's play cut number 12, please.
That was a Nikki Haley that I'd love to see on a debate stage with Joe Biden. Didn't love her trans-ish answer. That's not what I believe. I don't think it's the women's issue of our time, and I think it hurts the community the way that it was talked about. But some of those answers were incredibly refreshing.
All right, there you go. And she says, it's not the issue of our time. No, it is. It is. This is a war on women in America. And ladies and gentlemen, we cannot allow the left to destroy the foundation of this nation. Steve, God bless you, and thank you for calling and thank you for listening. All right. Let's go to our good friends Sharon over at the Stitch and Chat Ladies. Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing well today, Todd. Last Wednesday, the Stitch and Chat Ladies did not come to a consensus about what to do with Kevin McCarthy. We're still discussing that. We haven't decided if he stays or goes. But there is a couple points. You know, this James Comey statement. Listen, I was raised on a farm, and I did more than my share of mucking out barn stalls and chicken coops. And I have to tell you, you need a pretty big pair of boots to wade through what James Comey said. I think what he meant was it has to be Joe Biden or the communist Democrat swamp will end up in federal prison. I think that's what he meant. And then this Chinese Navy aggression thing in international waters.
Over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, all that is a shiny thing. If you've noticed, every time that we get the goods on the Democrats and the fact that they are traitors, they magically produce a shiny thing for the public to look at. So all this is a shiny thing, and I'm not even going to give it my time of day. I'm not going to let it bother me.
Now, Sharon, just to be clear, you know, we have President Trump coming up in the next hour. The Stitch and Chat ladies down at the church there in North Carolina, everybody on board the Trump train?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're on board the Trump train. But
I
we do have one Democrat, bless her heart.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
oh, dear.
Well,
but you still let her socialize with you.
We'll just forgive her for that. But I do have a question for Donald Trump.
I'm all ears.
You know, the last big fentanyl bust that happened coming across the border, that's two in a week. I mean, this one could kill how many millions of people, did they say? Does Donald Trump see this as an act of war?
All right. Sharon, we've got that down, and we will ask the president that question. Good to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and tell the ladies we said hello.
I will, and I told all the ladies they need to listen to your show every day.
I love it. All right, thanks a lot, Sharon. Take care now. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, more of your calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to update you on the Todd Stearns weight loss campaign. I cheated a little bit over the weekend because I was in New York City. What are you going to do? But I got about 2.5 miles in yesterday, and I feel pretty good about that. Here's the challenge. I'm a very busy person, and I suspect many of you are as well. And it would take me all day to eat all of the vegetables and all the fruit and all that kind of stuff I would need to propel me to do the walks and the exercise. And that's why I've made the switch to Balance of Nature. Now, again, think about this. 31 fresh, high-quality fruits and vegetables. Can you imagine how much money you would pay if you were to get that every time you went to the grocery store? Well, the good news is I've got a full month's supply of them and in my hand. I get 31 fruits and veggies every time I open up my monthly shipment from Balance of Nature. I get it right here at the broadcast bunker. Just a few easy capsules I pop in my mouth every day, and it's like having a cornucopia of nutrition right there in the palm of my hand. Look, there's no other way I would ever get to this level of nourishment except with Balance of Nature, and that's why I want you to get it, too. You're going to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using the discount code Todd. You got to go to balanceofnature.com. You can also order by phone. Now, write the number down, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Shipping, by the way, always free. Be sure to use the discount code Todd. By the way, folks, if you're looking for a good summertime read, I would love for you to read my latest book. It's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It is a fun way to start your day. And Lord knows we need to be able to start our day with a good laugh, a good chuckle. And you're going to be able to do that with Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You can get yourself a copy over at the store, toddstearns.com. All right, let's go to the phones here. Memphis, Tennessee, Tracy listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Tracy, what's on your mind?
I was just wanting to address a question. I wanted to know with President Trump, former President Trump, whether or not, if he doesn't, just hypothetically, if he does not make the presidency this year, 24th, has he considered being a comedian? Now, I'm saying this because he's serious about things, but when I listen to him, he's the only president that I'm able to just sit down and listen to. I enjoy it, actually. I really enjoy it. He's not boring. That's what I'm trying to say.
Tracy, a lot of people don't get his sense of humor, which is very, very, he is a funny man.
Very funny. Very funny. And I tell you, I can watch him. I mean, I flip over trying to hear him because he's funny. if nothing else, I'm funny. I'm silly, too, at times. I'm serious when I need to be. But I just want to know if he doesn't make the presidency this go-around, if he's going to consider being a comedian.
Like doing stand-up, sort of like Leno? Or
yeah, whatever platform he uses, but yeah, he's very funny. And I mean, I'm just flipping over laughing. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but
imagine headlining the Comedy Barn in Pigeon Forge. I love it. That could be. That's where the Stearns family vacations. All right, Tracy. Appreciate that call, and we got to leave it there. We're coming up on the news break here. All right, we'll try to ask. That may be the last question I ask. I don't want him to hang up on me, but he's a funny guy. Trump is. All right, hang tight if you're on hold. We're going to be getting to your calls 844-747-8868. Coming up, Sesame Street's Gone Gay. No, it's not Bert and Ernie. I know, I'm surprised too. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy that you have joined us. Noon to 3 Eastern. We have a great hour coming up. President Trump is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So we're going to be looking forward to that conversation. And a lot of you folks are calling in and offering suggestions on questions that you would like to ask the president, maybe something you'd like to pass along. And we're going to be taking your calls in just a few moments. Now, I did tease a story. Sesame Street has gone gay, America. And I was surprised. It's really not Bert and Ernie. You know, you always kind of, well, the eyebrows were raised. It's not Elmo either. The whole tickle thing kind of, it was weird. You know what I mean? Just weird. But it turns out it's the entire street. The entire Sesame Street has gone gay. Producers posting a Twitter message calling for the children of America to celebrate diversity and unity and to spread love and acceptance. There was a cartoon drawing of many of the characters, furry characters, holding hands. And yes, I saw Ernie, but he wasn't holding Bert's hand. It looked like Oscar the Grouch. I don't know. What, is he the one in the garbage can? All right. Thank you, Ben Dieter. It's been a long time since I've watched the program. And who's the one? It's like the purple. That's Grover. Yeah, Grover. Grover the groomer. Anyway, Twitter users are very upset about all of this because they say, wait a second, Sesame Street is for preschoolers, like really young kids. So why are the producers even talking about sex with four-year-olds? And what was it when, was it a couple of years ago? What's the bird? Big Bird. And Big Bird was being used to urge kids to get the jab, right? The China virus jab. That was back in 2021. So Big Bird got the jab, and it's interesting, Ben Dieter, I don't know if you've noticed this, but Big Bird hasn't been seen on Sesame Street since. Hope the bird didn't get a clot.
Right?
He got the clot shot.
Paging Big Bird.
That big chicken coop in the sky. That's terrible. So, this is sort of like agenda. Where in 2020, they had Billy Porter, that's the Kinky Boots guy from Broadway, and then they had a Family Day episode where Sesame Street introduced a gay couple to the children.
Mm.
Well, that was some interesting dinner table talk. So, you remember when they did the word of the day? You remember that, Ben Dieter?
Well,
it would ta-odd. Todd, right? They put like the first part of the word and the second part, and they put it all together. So, anyway, I think this week the word of the day is groomer.
Mm-hmm.
Groomer.
Didn't they do that with Blue's Clues?
I don't know.
He's the big blue dog.
They're doing the drag queen shows over there.
Oh.
At Blue's Clues. So, there's some freaky stuff going down. And don't even get me started on Scooby-Doo, where they got Velma has gone full-blown Mexican Manchu wearing crown. Lebanese, if you will, mm-hmm. allegedly. And Lord knows what Shaggy and Scooby are up to. I don't want to know. I think the Scooby snacks are now code for marijuana.
Mm.
You see what's happening to our country. I'm just telling you. So all that to say, pay attention to what your kids are watching on the TV, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention. All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to start in Palm Bay, Florida. Keith on the line. Keith, what is your suggestion for the president?
Hey, Todd. It's great talking to you today. I'd like to suggest, I'm old enough to remember that there used to be Republican platforms that presidents, the leaders of the party put out, their platform, what they are for and what they are against. And I'd like to see President Trump suggest to the primary committee of the Republican Party that every candidate do like a 20-25 page handwritten paper on what the Republican platform should be if they're the leader of the Republican Party, elected a leader.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Keith, especially now that we're starting to see some wavering among candidates on some of the big issues that make the Republican Party the Republican Party.
Exactly. We always do this of what we're for, and then after the primary, everybody starts going back to the left, to the center.
It's true. Keith, I'm curious for you, what's the number one issue that's going to send you to the ballot box?
Closing our borders and finding out who's in our country and we need people to start letting in skilled, like President Trump said, start letting, 90% skilled people that have a background to come help us work and make America great again. Be grateful for our country I wish you would change it to grateful instead of great. You got to make the country grateful again before you can make it great. Everybody seems to feel entitled to this or that.
It's true.
We've indoctrinated it into our kids.
Keith, we have. And that's, look, I will, where was I? Oh, I was at the airport, JFK LGBT International Airport. And I went there early because there's a great restaurant. Believe it or not, there's a great restaurant at the airport called The Palm. And they have a couple of, restaurants there in the city. But I didn't get into the city, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to get there early and I'm going to have lunch at The Palm and then hop on my flight. Keith, it was packed. There was one waiter for the entire restaurant. One. That's all they could find. Just one person. Came back home to Memphis. They're trying to hire lifeguards. $15 an hour. It's a pretty good gig for a kid. They couldn't find enough workers, so they're having to shut down a lot of the pools in Memphis. We have lost our work ethic in this country.
Our affordable housing is being built by illegal aliens that we don't know who they are, and they re-roof our roofs down here. It's going on. The cartels are here. There was an incident in Florida where two of them escaped and went to Michigan, and the cartel went up and kidnapped them and brought them back to work in Florida.
Wow.
Keith, 6 months ago.
Keith, great ideas, great suggestions, and thank you for listening to us down in Palm Bay. You give us a holler back. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Farrah on the line. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. My question for my president, Donald Trump, would be what will be his first agenda? Will he open up the pipeline to make us oil independent again? And what measures will he take to finish building the wall and securing our borders?
Farrah, great, great questions. I've got them down, and we will do our best to get to as many of these as we can. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Maine, Maria. All right, Maria, what do you want to tell the president?
What do I want to tell the president? Don't change. I will preface this by telling you I'm easily offended.
All right, Maria, here's what I want you to do. Turn down that radio because you're getting a little bit of feedback there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize. It happens. I'll wait for you while you do that.
Okay,
so
I've done it.
Very good. So you want to tell the president, do not change.
Do not change. I'm offended easily by what people say or don't say, but nothing, absolutely nothing that President Donald Trump has ever said offended me personally. And I love his nicknames. I think Don Sanctimonious is absolutely just perfect. And
I can't laugh. I'm not supposed to laugh, but it is. It's a pretty clever nickname.
It's a very clever. This is one intelligent man who, I mean, if you know the character of DeSantis, I mean, it fits him perfectly. And go on down the line. I can't think of another one. Think of another one for me, and we'll see if it's appropriate or not. But other people that he's called. You know, he's never called Pence anything, has he?
No, I don't think he has. Maybe there's something to that.
I wonder about that. And other people, you know, that... The woman ahead of me says, what a great sense of humor. You can see his sense of humor in all the nicknames
it's
he comes
true.
Up with.
And what's so funny about it, they're so accurate. And that's yes. the killer. All right, Maria, we will pass
Don't
on
change.
That message. Don't change.
Don't change. Keep right. saying whatever he has said in the past. Continue.
Good. All right, we got you down. Maria, thank you so much. Maria in Maine, WLOB, our great station there. Let's go to... Victor in Silver Springs, Maryland. Hi, Victor. What's on your mind?
Well, if I could talk to President Trump, I would tell him, could you please start going into the Democratic areas for your rallies? We know who you are. You don't need to preach to the choir, but you need to go in and talk to the Democrats and saying, are you having enough of this? And I have a request for him. I would love for him to read the fable, The Snake. He did that once, and I recorded it. And Al Wilson sung about it. It's about a woman who brings in a snake who's half frozen by the lake.
Yeah, yeah.
She feeds him, brings him back to life, and then the snake bites her, and she says, you bit me, and now I'm going to die. And the snake says, shut up, silly woman. You knew I was a snake before you brought me in.
Oh, President, you did a very nice reading there, Victor, but nobody doesn't like President Trump. So
exactly.
We will get him to, we'll see if we can't get him to do that. Victor.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, we've got to take a break here. Lines open, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. By the way, brand new Rasmussen poll coming out, and Republican voters favor Trump over DeSantis nearly 2-1. So the question is, how does DeSantis gain ground? I mean, that's the million-dollar question here, because everything that DeSantis has done thus far has not moved the needle at all. CNN has a report out, Trump now beating every candidate running in their own state. Unbelievable. There you go. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to New Orleans. Our good friend, Miss Janice. Hi, Miss Janice. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Listen, two things here. Now, I know how other people feel, but I am not down with the name-calling. I'm up for more professionalism. You know, this DeSantis, Ron DeSantimonious and all this sort of stuff. Last time they had the debates and all when he was running for president, it got to a point where I'd start looking at the debate. I had to turn it off. I couldn't take it anymore. All the name-calling. It serves no purpose whatsoever. And I am tired of the praising of Kim Jong-un, congratulating him something about the World Health thing or something that his country got into or was accepted into or something like that. That guy's our enemy. He'd stab Trump in the back quicker than anything.
But don't you think Trump knows that? And don't you think that this is part of a ploy? I mean, that Trump actually called the guy fat directly to his face. I mean,
no, I wouldn't do that either. I would not do that either. You do not want to antagonize the person that's our enemy. Not a very good strategic move in my book. Now, the other night, somebody was saying something on the radio, and it's very scary. Okay, let's say you got Biden. Okay, so he's running. So further down the road, maybe next August or something, okay, then he says, it's going to be Kamala. And then let's say Kamala conveniently steps out. and then he replaces her as his running mate with Barack Obama, then let's just say hypothetically that Biden is president, Barack Obama is vice president. What happens when Biden can't finish out the terms? I'd be surprised if he could finish out this one. But then what would happen then?
Now, Janice, I read that report, and there's an essay out there suggesting that Biden should seriously consider asking Barack Obama to be his running mate. Now, the question set at that point is, okay, well, is that even constitutional? Because the Constitution says you can only run for two terms as president. The argument that's being made is they didn't say anything about the vice presidency. So it's a long shot, and I'm not quite sure the courts. I mean, I think this would go to the courts.
As well it should.
And it should, but
That would not. No, I mean, even if he was vice president, if something happened to Biden, he shouldn't get to be president. Mm. No, because it does say two terms.
Yeah, look, so I would be more concerned about a Michelle Obama or a Hillary Clinton run. More so Michelle Obama. I think that would be devastating.
Now, how do we know that Biden won't pick Hillary or Michelle for vice president? Running mate.
Well, you don't. I mean, who knows?
It's all so right. Scary. It really is.
All right, Janice, hang in there. All right. Thank you for listening. We love you. All right, let's go to Ben in the great state of Maine. All right, Ben, I understand you know Trump's nickname for Pence.
I think I have a guess, and I'd like to take a bet.
I'm all ears.
Okay. I think it's going to be Re-Pence-Pence.
Re-Pence. I like it. I was going to suggest Mike Pensive, but that was just...
Oh, well, okay. Well, that works, too.
I don't know. I'm going to ask the president, though. I'm going to ask him if he's got a nickname for Pence.
Yeah, do a survey. I know that the previous caller... I know the previous caller didn't like nicknames, and I understand that. But that's Trump. That's the way he is. And got to, take the good with the bad. And Jesus said, accept people for who they are.
Verily, verily. Ben, I wonder if Jesus had nicknames for the disciples.
Yes, he did.
Actually, he did come to think of it.
So. Yes, he did.
All right.
The sons of thunder.
That's it. Kaboom, baby. That's Donald Trump right there. All right, Ben, we got a skedaddle. Appreciate the call. We're trying to work in as many of these calls as possible. President Trump coming up in just a matter of moments. Let's go to Gene in the middle of Iowa. Gene, you got more Republicans than you can shake a stick at right now in your state.
Sure do.
All right.
Be careful. We have an Earl Monroe one.
What's your question, real quick?
Question is, if Trump starts his pipeline going again, he's going to have to do something to ensure that it can keep going if another administration comes in. Somehow there has to be some law that says the next administration can't just shut them down.
May as well put out an executive order. That's what the Democrats do.
Well, yeah, but there has to be something to back that up.
Okay.
Congress.
All right, Gene, we'll ask him. Yeah, go ahead.
He needs to vet his people better so he's not fighting with his own administration. They all need to be behind him and on board. He could have accomplished what most presidents do in 8 years in four if he just didn't have to fight and keep putting up with the crap he was getting within his own house.
All right, Gene, we'll try to work that one in too. Appreciate the call. All right, folks, hang tight. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, and then we'll be taking your calls afterwards to respond and get your reaction. Also, our good friend Robin Poffman's going to drop by in the next hour. That'll be a great conversation as well. In the meantime, if you have not done so, head over to our website, toddstearns.com. We have some free resources for you, our daily podcast and our newsletter. These are great resources. You're going to be getting information you will not get anywhere else in America. toddstearns.com. right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have the greatest president of my lifetime joining us, President Donald John Trump. Mr. President, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Todd. It's been a little while, but not too long, but it's great to be with you. Thanks, Todd.
Not too long. I want to start out with a couple of very positive stories for you. Rasmussen Report says Republican voters favor you over Ron DeSantis nearly 2-1. And also, CNN, of all places, reporting that you're actually beating all of the declared candidates in their home states. Certainly no surprise, but what do you make of that?
Well, I'm honored by it. I just, polls just came up. I'm 25 points up on Ron in Florida. And, you know, they like him in Florida. I got him elected, in all fairness. I have to say that, but most people know that. But Florida, we're doing great. We're doing great everywhere. People want to have our country back. We're losing our country. And we had a great border. We had a great military. We would have never had that horrible situation that took place in Afghanistan, which I think gave Putin sort of a calling card to go in and do what he wanted to do. He would have never done it if I were there. So many things they want back. They want to have energy independence, even energy dominance, which is what would have happened and what will happen again, and we can do that quickly. And they want to have a border. Our border is horrible. They want to continue with the low taxes. You know, I cut taxes, as you know, more than Ronald Reagan even, and he had the biggest cut. I now have the biggest cut of all. And all of these things that we did, and they want to go back to it.
We had one of our callers, and people have been calling in and offering questions. Huge fans of you listen to this program, Mr. President. And one gentleman said, you know, maybe we need to make Americans grateful again before we can make America great again. And this idea of falling back in love with your country that so many of our young kids have been taught to hate in their public schools.
Yeah, well, they see that. And I think, you know, we are also, though, very well represented with young people. You know, I find that there seems to be a thing out there, Todd, and it seems to be quite strong that, you know, you don't have any Republican or conservative kids. I think you got a lot of them. They don't talk up as much, but when they talk, people listen. And it's very interesting. But no, they teach a lot of bad things in schools. They teach some really bad philosophies. They teach some really bad ideas. And then you have, you know, guys being allowed to compete against the women in sports. And it's just crazy what's going on. It's just nobody would have ever thought what we're talking about today, parental rights. They want to give parental rights. They always had parental rights. We, you know, parental rights, how basic can you get? But now they're talking about it's a big subject. Will we give parental rights back? It's crazy what's happening today. Absolutely.
That does seem to be a big issue, especially when it comes to women and this attack on women, this transgender movement. As president, how would you address that with the men wanting to play in the women's sports? How would you protect those biological women?
Well, I would end it. And, you know, women agree with me. It's not like, gee, this is a very strong position. No, I would end it. You can't have that. It's unfair. You see the records that are getting broken. They're being broken by numbers that would not be possible and nobody ever thought possible. I would not allow men to play in women's sports. And I think it's very demeaning to women. It's extremely demeaning to women.
Mr. President, a bit of breaking news. A few moments ago, we got word that Mike Pence, former VP, your number two, has filed papers going to announce this week. What's your reaction to Mike Pence joining the race?
Well, I wish him a lot of luck. He's a nice person. We had a very good relationship until the very end. We had a very strong, nice relationship until the very end. I wish he would have put the votes back to the legislatures and legislators also. But I wish they would have gone back to the legislatures. I think you might have seen a different story. I actually think you would have seen a different story. So I wish you would have done that. We disagreed on that. I think I was right. I know I was right because after it was done, they went and changed the law so the vice president couldn't do it. You know, they had a big thing, Todd. You know that about the vice president has no choice. He has to do it. I said, I disagree with that. And then it turned out I was right because as soon as it was all over, they went out and changed the laws, saying that the vice president did, in fact, have the right to do it. And that's why they changed it, so that he couldn't do it. So we disagreed on that last moment in time, on that very issue. And I wish he did that. And I think he'd be way up. I think he'd be doing much better in the polls. He possibly wouldn't. Frankly, he wouldn't be running. He wouldn't be running right now. I think that would have been a different result.
I know it's still early in this, but I mean, the polling data is pretty, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Have you started thinking about vice presidents? Have you thought about a running mate?
Well, a little bit. Remember one thing, a running mate is very important. It's always important because of, you know, if something happens with the president. So it's always very important. You can never belittle it. But in terms of getting elected, I've seen so many races where such a big deal was the vice president, but the vice president never really helps too much. It's all about the person at top. It's really about the president. So from an election standpoint, that's the way it is. From a practical standpoint, it's very important, especially should something happen where there has to be a replacement. So, so it is a very important decision. We have some great people in the party, and we'll do the right thing. We'll pick the best person. And actually, a lot of people think people are running for that reason. But we'll see if that's the reason. We are doing very well in the polls. We're way up. We have a 40 and 50 point lead in many instances. And very importantly, we're beating Biden by a lot. We're beating him by
huge,
a lot.
Huge.
Much more than DeSantis is beating him by. We're beating Biden by a lot.
Would you see, is there a way that DeSantis could end up as your running mate, or has that relationship been severed?
I don't know. I don't like saying anything is like impossible, but it's pretty unlikely, I would think. It's, you know, I endorsed him. I got him elected. And then he did this. I was very surprised that he did. Without that, it would have been a distinct possibility. And people are getting to know him. And I will let you talk about whether or not they like him. But he certainly has gone down a lot in the polls. And I've gone way up. And we now have a very commanding lead. But, you know, leads can be broken. I've seen many times the leads get broken. But I think we're doing very well. There's tremendous enthusiasm. We have rallies coming up with there. I mean, we're going to have 40, 50,000 people at rallies, as big or bigger than ever before. There's more of a thirst for getting back to where we were. We had, think of it, low taxes. We had the strongest border in history. We had the lowest regulations in history. We had everything we had was the best. We had everything. Our military was strong. You would have never had Afghanistan. Because I was getting out, you know, I brought it down. We were getting out, but we would have gotten out with tremendous strength, and it was amazing. And we wouldn't have left $85 billion worth of equipment behind, and we wouldn't have had 13 soldiers killed, and we wouldn't have had American citizens being left behind. You know, we have hundreds, maybe more, but hundreds of American citizens that are stuck in Afghanistan. The way we left, we brought our military out first. It was so badly handled. So, you know, so many things. People want to get back to what we had. We had the greatest economy in history, and they want to get back to it.
And you're going to do that. You're going to bring us back to those days.
We're going to bring it fast. You know, DeSantis said, 8 years. I said, you don't need 8 years. You need 6 months and maybe a lot less than that. We had the strongest border in the history of our country. Now we have the worst border in the history of the world. Millions and millions of people falling into just being thrown into our country. And you know what? We don't know anything about them. They come from mental institutions. They come from jails. They're prisoners. They're insane asylums. People say, please don't use that word. It's a tough word, two words. But they come from insane asylums. They come from all over. And people don't know where they are coming from. We have hundreds of we have 129 countries last week represented, people pouring into our country from 129 different countries. Prisons are being emptied, mental institutions are being emptied, and they're being sent to the United States. People that work in mental institutions are being laid off at other countries now because there are no people. They're in the United States. They've let them come into the United States. They've forced them in, and this is what this man is letting happen. They're trying to destroy our country, and we can't let it happen, Todd.
No, we can't, Mr. President. And I know a lot of our listeners were concerned about that. A fellow by the name of Charles from North Carolina said, does the president have a plan to get the illegals out of the country that are already here?
Yeah, absolutely. We have no choice. We start with the bad ones. And, you know, the good thing is the local police departments know who they are. They know everything. The police have been just treated so badly. You know, they're afraid they'll lose their job. They'll lose everything. if they speak even a little bit harshly. Now, the police know who they are. We're going to get them out. We're going to get the bad ones out immediately, and we're going to do it through ICE. You know, ICE, we're going to have many more ICE. We're going to hire ICE. We're going to hire Border Patrol. These are incredible people, but we're going to have a, we will have a strong border like we had before. We had the strongest. I built hundreds of miles of wall. We were adding more than I even projected because we had some areas that were, you know, when you build the wall, they go to different areas, sort of like water. And they go to different areas. And we built hundreds of miles of wall. We were adding more. And then we had a horrible, disgusting, disgraceful election that took place. And so many, think of it, you wouldn't have all the dead people in Ukraine. You wouldn't have all, you wouldn't have inflation right now. We wouldn't have had inflation. Inflation was caused by energy. We were energy independent. We were becoming energy dominant. We would have made a fortune with energy. I call it liquid gold. It's right under our feet. We have more than any other country. We would have been selling it to Europe. We would have been paying off debt. We would have been reducing debt or reducing taxes for people. And instead, we're begging for energy. And I see that energy prices have spiked very big today for, I guess, certain reasons. But
you're right.
Who knows?
Mr. President, just a few moments ago, and this is from the reporting of CBS News, they say that your attorneys met with the Justice Department. Curious if you can give us any details on what the outcome of all of that was.
Well, I could just say this. They did go in and they saw him and they said, very unfair. No other president has ever been charged with anything like this. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails. Bill Clinton, and she not only deleted them, she they call it bleach washed, and she did things to them that nobody ever even heard of. They hammered their cell phones. You remember that case, Todd?
I do.
I mean, the cell phones were hammered. All of the emails were deleted. 33,000 of them. Many were classified. Bill Clinton won a court case in front of a federal judge, a respected federal judge, tough federal judge, saying that he was allowed to do it. Many other presidents, likewise, nobody was charged or prosecuted. And Biden has 1,850 boxes, some of them from Chinatown. In Chinatown, where supposedly China's been paying them money. But they have 1,850 boxes that he doesn't want looked at. And they're saying, how come they always go after Trump? Same thing with Russia, Russia, Russia. They go after me. The fake dossier, they go after me. And then it turns out to be all fake stuff. They're fake stories. And it's really a disgrace. They do a Russia, Russia, Russia. Then they try and get you on obstruction. They give you a fake deal. They give you a fake, think of it. They give you a fake scenario. And then they get you on, they try and get you on obstruction. In other words, obstruction of justice. They create a phony, fake, illegal situation. And they try and you fight it because you know it's phony and fake. And then they try and get you on obstruction of justice. We're living in a very dangerous time.
You see, Mr. President,
the Justice Department won't succumb.
I am so with you there. And this is one of the things that angers me. First of all, people need to be going to jail for what they did to you with the Durham report. But second of all,
it's so sad.
When you take all of that away, you don't have all the controversy. And quite frankly, every Republican running for office needs to stand down so that we can make this right. And that's what I see the 2024 election being. Is about making this right. Do you anticipate the Justice Department is going to file charges against you?
I don't know. They've never done it before. If they do, I think my poll numbers are going to go up, I guess, because
yes.
The people get it, you know?
They get it.
The people in the country get it. Nobody's ever been charged where poll numbers go up, but the people in this country get it. And they have one in Georgia where I made a perfect phone call protesting the election. And all of a sudden they say, oh, is that, you know, some, they made up some term for that. And it's another beauty. So, you know, it's really unfair, but the people get it. They see it happening and it makes you more popular. They want back what we had. No, this is a terrible thing that, you know what, it's really called, it's influencing the election. It's called election interference.
Absolutely.
What they're doing. And, you know, I'm way up on Biden. I'm way up on DeSantis. They don't care about DeSantis, but they care about Biden. And they want to run against anybody but me. Don't forget, when they say we want to run against Trump, that's the party of disinformation. They say they want to run against Trump because they don't want to run against Trump.
It's
just like the open borders. They want open borders. Who wants open borders? Who wants no voter ID? These people, it's like April Fool's Day. Everything they do, it's like April Fool's Day. It's the opposite. But they don't want to run against me. But what they say is, oh, we want to run against Trump. Hey, they're good at that. If they spent the same genius on straightening out our country, we'd have a much different country right now.
That's it. We've got about a minute here, Mr. President. A lot of people are wondering, will you be holding the rallies in blue cities? And if so, I want to pitch my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. We would be honored to have you here.
That's a great idea. We'll think about that in terms of Memphis. We'll be holding rallies all over. We have a lot of rallies scheduled, and we'll be doing them as we get a little bit on, starting probably in about 3 weeks. In the meantime, I just got back from Iowa. I just got back from Tennessee. Just got back. We have great support in Tennessee, as you know. The senators, both senators, great senators, and just about every congressman endorsed us. So we have great support in Tennessee. I love Tennessee.
And the Todd Stern Show audience wants you to read the snake poem again. They want that to be a regular.
You're right. So. I will do that. People have been asking for that. You're right. There's never been a better time for the snake right
That's
now.
True.
This is the best time with all the people. I think the number is going to be 15 million people by the end of this year. Okay. That's higher than you heard. I think that's what the number is going to be.
And by the way, Mr. President, and now everybody knows after what happened to poor President Biden at the graduation, now people know why you were taking your time going down the down that ramp.
I call it going down an ice skating rink. I've never seen it. It was pouring, and it was slick metal, just shiny, no grooves, no nothing. I was amazed I was able to, I was getting ready to run it. I should have just run it or taken off my shoes and run it. But I had the general waiting. I said, General, I may grab onto you because that was the slippery, that was like an ice skating rink. I said, whoever set that up, I think it was a booby trap. It must have been set up by the Democrats.
Mr. President.
But we didn't fall. We don't fall.
We got to leave it there, sir. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Todd. I'll see you soon. Thanks a lot, Todd. Great show.
All right. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Well, there you go. A lot of headlines coming out of that interview we just did with President Trump. And the president says that it's very unlikely that DeSantis will be his VP pick. He says he also has a plan to get the illegals out. And the president also weighed in on this news of some sort of meeting between his attorneys and the Justice Department. And if you are reading between the lines there, you can sort of figure out that the news may not be good coming out of the Justice Department. But keep in mind, they have weaponized the DOJ to take out Donald Trump. I mean, that's just the reality of it. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to get your reaction to what the president had to say. 844-747-8868. That is our phone number. We'll be taking your calls coming up after the news. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What a powerful last hour of the show. Former President Trump, 45. Making a lot of headlines in that interview, spent about 17 minutes with us. So we went over the allotted time just a smidge. But the president's always a gracious man, and we appreciate him coming on the program. Now, if you missed the interview, you will be able to listen to it in its entirety over on the website, toddstearns.com. We will post that in our podcast. So be sure to look for that. After just mere moments after the show concludes today. I want to go, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, a great American patriot and journalist, Robin Poffman, was listening to listening to that interview, and she joins us now. Hey, Robin, how are you?
Hey, Todd. I'm going to sum it all up for you in one word. I listened to the whole thing from A to Z, and I thought it was refreshing. You know, in a one-on-one interview with you,
host extraordinaire. I thought that the former president sounded very relaxed. He makes so much sense. And it's so refreshing to kind of remember the good old days with low gas prices, a relatively secure border, no inflation, eggs at 99 cents a box. Remember those days? Not that long ago, right? I mean, I don't know. When you hear him lay it out about the border and the border and security, I'm with the former president, because if we don't have a secure border, you're not going to have time in this country to be woke, to input the transgender or whatever other agendas you have, all this other craziness, if there's a nuke cloud over Times Square in New York City.
Yeah, Robin, I think that's a brilliant point and observation. He sounded, it was interesting, you know, he normally calls DeSantis Rob, right? Rob DeSanctimonious. He didn't do that. He called him by his real name, Ron, and I think he was trying to be somewhat respectful. I mean, he was very gracious when it came to Mike Pence, said that he wished him a lot of luck, and I don't know if that's going to continue. That'll continue until Pence takes a shot at Trump. And then he'll launch the kill shot. So we'll see how long that lasts. But I think he certainly sounded very conciliatory, and he sounded in charge.
I think that we're so in the hole, Todd, as a country, that we actually need both of these men. And it would not surprise me. I'm not sure if you saw this or not, but News Nation the other day ran a piece. They had a reporter down there in Florida at the Villages. And there are a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservative Republicans. And it is very possible that the former president, who we all know watches a lot of television, saw that reporter package on News Nation. And the result of it was the reporter went and asked all these people in their little red, white, and blue golf carts, all these patriots from all over the country, who are you voting for? And it was really split between Trump and Ron DeSantis. And a lot of people said, you know, we really want Trump back. We really like DeSantis. We don't want to lose DeSantis as our governor. And it was a really 50-50, right down the middle split. And so now there's all this conversation, and I know you've raised this point, and you raised it in the interview, which was where I was going with this, is, could Trump pick DeSantis as the VP? And I would say what a genius move that would be, because, again, like I started this out saying, we're just so in the hole, and I think we need both of these guys. And in the flip, as I said on your show, I think it was last week or the week before, that if DeSantis was the guy, wouldn't it be absolutely amazing to see Trump as Secretary of State dealing with all these shady characters, if you will, all over the world?
Yeah, I've thought that the Trump DeSantis ticket would be the strongest and would be a good one. And I think it would be good for the country. It would be great for the Republican Party. It would bring everybody together. Of course, we heard the president say it's unlikely, but he didn't rule it out. And that means there's always a possibility, Robin.
He didn't rule it out. And I actually took a couple of notes here on a couple of post-its on my desk. And the exact quote, he said, it's pretty unlikely. And, you know, there could be a softening. Again, I wouldn't rule out that Trump saw this News Nation piece that I'm telling you about right now and all your listeners. I think it's the Trump, some of the antics that tick people off, especially women, some of that locker room talk that surfaces on a lot of the left-leaning cable outlets. They're still, you know, going on and on about all of that. Me personally, as a woman, I'm in my 50s. I'm from the state of New Jersey originally. When I hear some of the language, it doesn't bother me at all. I kind of find it to be a hoot. You know what you're getting with Trump. It's like McDonald's. You always know what you're going to get when you go inside, right? It's always the same. The man has not changed. And I think that we accept I think that Bill Clinton taught us in our country, you know, like we accept a lot of these men and women for that matter with their flaws. And I just think that Trump has this track record
that DeSantis does not have. Trump has interacted with Little Rocket Man and some of these other questionable presidents and prime ministers from all around the world. And he's just a force, Todd, and he takes up the air and the energy in the room, and nobody, he is like the Energizer Bunny. And in his late 70s, nobody even comes close. But I'd really like to see that Rocky 1-2 punch of these two men on the ticket. I think it's a win-win.
I do too. Again, DeSantis, rather. I'll get to it eventually, Robin. DeSantis is trying to be Trump out on the campaign trail. I think he's just not being served very well by his campaign staff, and they need to let DeSantis be DeSantis, whatever that looks like. Otherwise, it looks forced. And again, he's doing well. I mean, he's coming in second place. And if it's not going to be Trump, it's going to be DeSantis. And I think it's good that he's out there getting the, getting the experience, doing the speeches on the stump and, riding the motorcycles and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's good for people to get to know him. I'm currently living in the state of Georgia. So during 2020, when everything was shut down, my husband and I, we vacationed in Florida. It was wide open. We got to see the personality of the governor and his policies enacted in keeping Florida free from a lot of the nonsense that was implemented in blue states. I think that the people of Florida love this guy. I think we have some really good congressional people. Byron Donalds comes to mind. Salazar comes to mind. We have a really deep bench that if DeSantis goes on to the national stage in some level, in some capacity, that the state of Florida is not going to suddenly become California, because we have got a really tight Republican conservative bench down there. But I just think that the border is the number one issue. Walls work. You can ask the Israelis in Jerusalem, the former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He was like, build the wall, when they were bombing all the buses in Israel back in the day. Ask the Israelis if walls work. Walls work. And Trump, who in the interview with you just now said he wants to finish the wall, that's what got him elected. When he said Mexico, when he came down the golden escalator and said that Mexico isn't sending us their best, it's way beyond Mexico at this point. You've got Venezuelans and Nicaraguans and Chinese and a lot of characters from the Middle East, people on the terrorist watch list. This is not just about people that want to come to this country and have a better life. Yeah, of course, the majority of them do, but we've got some bad actors in there that are sneaking in with the bunch. And without a secure border, we're going to be in for another 9/11, God forbid, worse. That'll make 9/11 look like, child's play compared to what potentially could be coming to this country.
Robin Poffman is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Robin, curious on the other side of the aisle that, we really can't make fun of Biden. I mean, this guy is just not there. And it's, whatever you want to call it, dementia, senility, whatever it is, it's not good. And I'm wondering who you think the nominee is going to be. If it's not going to be Biden, who do you think they're going to go to?
I still think it's going to be your governor from California. I still think that he was in there, last year or a couple of months ago, where it looked like he was running around the White House measuring for the drapes and the desk at Gavin Newsom. I still think, and I've said this on your show recently, that this election could come down to age, that age is going to be a huge factor. The more we see of Biden stumbling and bumbling, listen, I'm not a doctor, you're not a doctor, but it's very clear that he's got neurologic issues going on as well, that these stumbles, was there something on the floor? Of course there was, but there's just too many. This is part of, he's really getting old. He can't speak a coherent sentence. And I think that the left, just like on the right, nothing against the former president, but when you put up someone on the screen that's in their 70s and you put somebody up on your TV screen who's in their 40s,
That age difference, it shows. And we have a history in our country from going from the old guy to the young, cooler guy. And I think that the Democrats are going to have to put somebody. It's not going to be Kamala Harris because her ratings, you know, are in the toilet. She also can't string together a coherent sentence. But I'm still betting on your California governor. And then Americans are going to have to look at his track record. Mm. And boy, is that pitiful.
All right. So grading the interview, Robin Walensky.
Oh, I give it a 10. Hands down a 10.
Well,
it was a 10, Todd.
I was going to go to a B, but thank you.
That was a scale of 1 to 10. I give it an absolutely, as a retired journalism professor at Tulane University in New Orleans, little shout out there, I give you an A, my friend.
Awesome. Hey, I haven't gotten an A in a long time. Robin, I'll take it. I'll take it. All right. Look, we're going to check in with you from time to time as we head down into the political season, and always appreciate your great insight.
You are welcome. It was very refreshing.
All right. Robin Poffman, everybody. And we love Robin. She's like our chief something. We need to give her an official title. All right. We got to take a break. Your reaction to the interview with President Trump, the good, the bad, the ugly. Give us a call. 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, some exciting news about our friends over at Newsmax. Man, the ratings are just exploding over there. After Tucker got fired from Fox, Eric Bolling's show up over 200% of the ratings, and the primetime lineup is just really spectacular. You got Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Chris Plant. Folks, I'm telling you, Americans are flocking to Newsmax for real news you can trust. By the way, tonight, Eric Bolling talking about Joe Biden's mental health. Is he really fit to be president? What are the dangers? So watch Eric tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern. Newsmax is now officially America's fastest-growing cable news channel. You can get it on all your major cable systems. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone, which is what I did, and you can watch anytime. So make the switch to Newsmax today. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get to the phone lines. 844-747-8868, Bridgewater, New Jersey, Lewis. All right, Lewis, what's on your mind?
Todd, that was an awesome interview. It brought back so many memories of the good old times. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, glad to do it. President seems to be pretty fired up and pretty young, and he sounds young and energetic compared to what we've got in the White House right now.
It's amazing. I don't know how he fits everything into his day. It would have been interesting if you had asked him.
Oh, I think we may have lost the connection there. Sorry about that, Lewis, but give us a holler back. You know, one of the things we've been talking about a lot on this program, starting to slim down a little bit. I kind of splurged in New York, but it is what it is. But I'm back on the weight loss thing. I got my 2.5 miles in, doing 5 miles right after the show. But one of the reasons that I've been able to do that is Balance of Nature. And you hear their ads all the time. And I'm telling you, I love this stuff. I take my Balance of Nature every morning, and it really is the juice that gets me going every single day. And here's the reason I love Balance of Nature. First of all, it actually works. And number two, it just takes all of the time and effort away from having to go down to the Kroger and getting all the broccoli and the spinach and the red cabbage and the zucchini. And God forbid, I got to get the kale. You know, I mean, people look at you funny. And then you got the bananas and the grapes and the papayas. I mean, geez, hello. There's only so much room in the grocery cart, and that's why I love Balance of Nature, because somehow they're able to take these 31 fruits and veggies, and they're able to stuff them in these pills, and you can take them every single day. Very easy to swallow capsules, and I do it every single day. I've been doing it for about 2 months now, and I'm telling you, there's no other way I would get this level of nourishment except from Balance of Nature, and that's why I want you to try this out. I know many of you are using Calitrin to lose weight, and Balance of Nature is a great partner. Now, get this. You're going to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code Todd. But you got to go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com, discount code Todd. You can also give them a call, 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Shipping always free. You got to love that. Everybody loves something free. Be sure to use that discount code Todd, and you're going to get 35% off your first order. All right. I want to play some audio real quick here. This is from The View. Now, we've got a longer stretch of audio, which we will play after the break. Tim Scott, Senator Scott from South Carolina, running for the White House. This is the reception he got on The View today.
Our young kids and what they're being indoctrinated with. I thought he started off on the right foot on that issue.
It is 100%. No, not he. I'm sorry, sir. Do not boo. This is The View. We accept, we don't have to believe everything people say, but you cannot boo people here, please. You cannot do it. Please continue.
Oh, my. What got into Whoopi? She's fair and balanced now? Is she bucking for Tucker's old gig over at Fox News? The Whoopi Hour? Whoops, pardon me. Whoopi Goldberg Hour. Nobody wants to see the Whoopi Hour. Look, this is going to be fascinating. We'll see how this goes. It was an ugly interview. I will tell you that much. We're going to play some snippets of that coming up after the break. We're also going to be taking your calls. You heard from President Trump. How do you feel? You had it. He sounded a little bit, I don't know. He sounds energetic. He sounds very positive. And he doesn't sound his age, I'll tell you that much. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, good to have you back with us. This story from Memphis, Tennessee. I have to share this with you. This is great. So, you know, it's really tragic what's happening in places like Memphis, majority black cities, where progressive Democrats really want to keep their fellow black citizens on the plantation. They want to keep everybody in chains because they have a taste of the power and they don't want to give up the power. So many of these black elected leaders, not all, but many, would prefer to keep people in chains, enslaved to the system. And one of those is a guy by the name of Van Turner. And I think this guy is in charge of the local NAACP chapter. And these guys are, the guy's a professional race agitator. I mean, that's what he does for a living. So anyway, he's running for mayor. And they had a big mayoral forum over the weekend. And they were talking about crime in Memphis, which is insane. It's just off the charts insane what's happening. Over the weekend, we had, 10 people get shot? While we were chatting here in the last half an hour, somebody else got shot right on Elvis Presley Boulevard. It's insane. And by the way, over the weekend, guess what was happening? We had the police department, and they were taking part in the gay pride parade. They're driving around pink in these pink gay cruisers and honking horns and waving at people and doing Lord knows what. And then you've got video, and we have this on our website, of people jumping on police cars and twerking on the police cars. They were literally twerking on the cars. Nobody asked the automobile if that was okay. And I don't think it was. If the automobile had a say, I don't think the auto. Really, if you're a car, would you want some stranger twerking on you? I mean, just like bouncing your buttocks up and down? Nobody wants to see that. So anyway, this guy, Van Turner, running for mayor, and he says the problem and the reason why people are committing crime is because they're poor. And poor people commit crime. I mean, this is what the guy said. It's really insulting to poor people who, by and large, do not commit crimes. I mean, when you look at the, I don't know what it's like in your neighborhood, but here in Memphis, Tennessee, the criminals dress very well. I mean, they've got the high-dollar shoes. They've got the designer clothes. They've got it all together. and they clearly have enough money to fill up the gas tanks of the cars they steal.
Todd, that's because they steal those. That's what they say.
Is that it?
That, no, not everybody can just afford an Infiniti at age 18 years old. Those are stolen.
Or the Dodge Charger.
Mm.
I mean, people are getting carjacked all over the place.
But to your point, they have to steal those Infinities because they're so poor. So, well said.
So now, he's saying that a big part of this is public transportation. And he said that the busing system, so we have public transportation here. That's government funded. So not only am I having to pay taxes to get car tags that never show up in the mail and fill up my gas tank once a week, I also have to fork over money to take care of the bus system so people can go to and from work. I got no problem with that. I really don't. But according to Mr. Turner, public transportation is racist. No, I'm not kidding you. He said it's racist. Now, this is the quote. Our busing system is still based on taking domestic workers out east to clean homes and cook for white folks, and then take them back to South Memphis and North Memphis. We have to make it modern. We have to make sure that when people get jobs and opportunities, they can get to and from work in a timely fashion. Now, I just want to take this moron's argument at face value for just a moment. First of all, he's full of manure. But let's just take this at face value. So, if, in fact, we're going to modernize public transportation, that means the domestic workers are going to have an easier time getting to the houses to cook for the white folks, right? Is that what he's trying to say? Because I don't think it is. I think he's got a problem with this notion that these domestic workers are going out to clean the homes and cook for white people. And he doesn't like them doing that. Well, first of all, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I haven't polled any white. We got a lot of white listeners of KWAM, and maybe we have a lot of black listeners at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Maybe you can offer some insight here. But it seems to me like Mr. Turner believes that we are still living in 1960s deep south.
Oh, for sure. I mean, what does he want? The public transit to be like EV, give everybody? No, genuinely, I think they want like Tesla style buses around town to get these people to zip zap around town to do their jobs.
Well, you would think so. But again, the idea, he's making it sound racist, like the only jobs available for black people in Memphis, Tennessee would be to clean the houses of the rich white women, like driving Miss Daisy or something.
Exactly. And are there not black wealthy people in East Memphis? Well, we know as a matter of fact, because Todd and I live over here, that there are black wealthy people that live in East Memphis. So what's he trying to say? And I can tell you there are poor white people that live in North and South Memphis, which is where he's referring to.
Well, you do wonder. So all the rich black people, do they use white folk to to clean their houses?
According to Van Turner.
Is that...
If that's the case, I may have a job lined up after I go home, because if it's true that all... I mean, how offensive. I'm not as wealthy as you, Todd. Does that mean I have the right to go steal your car after work?
Mm.
I'm tempted. It's a nice car.
It's a, it's a fair point. Again, I'm just befuddled by this. I really am. It's and I think, again, the issue goes back to... they're trying to make people believe we're living in the deep south. I want people to understand here, for at least, I don't know, 50, 60 years, this city's been controlled by Democrats, right? And beyond that, over the last 30 years, this city has been controlled by blacks. Blacks control everything in Memphis, Tennessee. They control public schools. They control the electric company. They control City Hall. They control the county commission. They control city council. They control everything. So my question is, why are you blaming the white people? It makes no sense to me. We're not in charge anymore. Haven't been in for 30 years. This makes no sense. Remember that movie? That somebody's going to have to help me out. There was a pie in the movie The Help. And it was Minnie's chocolate pie, but it was called something else in the movie. I cannot remember. I know one of our great lady listeners will call in. I watched that movie. It was a pretty funny movie and it was pretty eye-opening. But the reality is, we are not living in those times anymore. We're really not. 844-747-8868. What was it called? It was two something another hilly. I can't remember. Anyway, it's going to bug me until somebody calls in. 844-747-8868. Now, I want to get to this Tim Scott situation. It's a little lengthy, but let's take a listen.
I am actually happy that you're here. We have some things in common. You grew up in a single family household, single mother household. I grew up with both of my parents, but raised in the Bronx Projects amidst a lot of poverty and violence. And you are the first black senator elected in the South since the Reconstruction. That would be about 114 years. Yet you say that your life disproves leftist lies. And yes. My question to you is, I'm the exception, right? You're the exception. Maybe even Miss Whoopi Goldberg is the exception.
Oh, she's definitely the exception.
But we are not the rule. And so when it comes to racial inequality, it persists in five core aspects of life in the U.S. Economics, education, health care, criminal justice, and housing. At nearly every turn, these achievements were fought, threatened, and erased, most often by white violence. You have indicated that you don't believe in systemic racism. What is your definition of systemic racism?
Let me answer the question that you've answered.
Or does it even exist in your mind?
Let me answer the question this way. One of the things I think about, and one of the reasons why I'm on the show, is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today, that the only way to succeed is by being the exception. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine. But it's not, actually.
It's been 114 years.
Yeah, so the fact of the matter is, we've had an African-American president, African-American vice president. We've had two African-Americans to be secretaries of the state. In my home city, the police chief is an African-American who's now running for mayor. The head of the highway patrol for South Carolina is an African-American. In 1975, there was about 15% unemployment in the African-American community for the first time in the history of the country. It's under 5%.
40% homelessness,
and 50% of African Americans. 50% of the folks in our community.
13% of the population.
You had a chance to ask the question. I know that I've watched you on the show that you like people to be deferential and respectful. So I'm going to do the same thing.
That is true.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest the fact of the matter is that progress in America is palpable. It could be measured in generations. I look back at the fact that my grandfather, born in 1921 in Sally, South Carolina, when he was on a sidewalk, a white person was coming, he had to step off and not make eye contact. That man believed then, with some doubt now, in the goodness of America, because he believed that having faith in God, faith in himself, and faith in what the future could hold for his kids would unleash opportunities in ways that you cannot imagine. Every kid today can look, just change the stations and see how much progress has been made in this country. ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, CNN, Fox News all have African-American and Hispanic hosts. So what I'm suggesting is that the yesterday's exception is today's rule. And for us to suggest...
So America has met its promise.
No, of course, the concept of America is that we are going to become a more perfect union. But in fact, the challenges that we face 50 years ago and 60 years ago should not be the same challenges that we face today. And here's the way that you measure that. When my mother was born, about 10% of African Americans got a high school degree, diploma. Today, it's over 90%. When you look at the income success that
we've had...
That's
an HBCU stat.
Well, listen, HBCU stat is a good one, because one of the reasons why I took the funding for HBCUs to the highest level in the history of the country, and then I helped make it permanent, is because I believe that education is the closest thing to magic in America. So I'm about making sure that our kids have as many opportunities to succeed as possible. It's one of the reasons why...
I need an opportunity to succeed. Because I have to go to... They're begging. We have more time. I'm just getting started. I believe all people can see
the success that I've had.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. I thought Scott handled himself very well in that interview. And again, when you look at the lineup of Republicans, look at our bench. We've got a strong bench. Tim Scott, Ron DeSantis. And by the way, I know that there is a lot of room between DeSantis and Scott, but do not underestimate the power of Tim Scott's message. And I thought he handled himself very well in that interview. That was a hostile room right there. We're talking about the squawking magpies of The View and their audience. Not very friendly women, I'm just telling you. So well done, sir. Then you compare that to poor Nikki Haley, who was just really struggling to find a message during that CNN town hall that really nobody watched. Otherwise, we've got a great, strong bench, and we've got a lot of good up-and-comers. By the way, Seb Gorka put out an interesting poll yesterday, and he's asking people in his audience if they still trust Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, she's done a big shift, and a lot of it has to do with leadership, and promises were made, and so she's pledged her allegiance to Kevin McCarthy, and, you know, look, she's basically changing her position on a lot of issues, the most recent being the release of the videos from J6. For whatever reason, she says, oh, it's not a good idea for us to release those videos. Well, you're going to have to do a little bit better than that, MTG, because you've been telling us from day one, we've got to release all these videos. And now that the Republicans are in charge and the Republicans have seen these videos, now you've changed your tune. So anyway, Seb Gorka releasing a poll saying, hey, look, do you still trust MTG? It's a question for our listeners, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Here are the results of Seb Gorka's poll. Do you still trust MTG? 64% say no, they do not. 36% say they do trust her. So, it's really puzzling why the Republicans will not release the J6 videos. And I believe the reasons are purely political. That's what I think is really going on. By the way, we had a poll over on the Todd Starnes. We have a private group called Friends of Todd Starnes. If you search for it, you'll be able to join. But we keep all of it private, so you can't share any of the stuff we talk about. And it's just, it's a community for us as conservatives and as friends of the program. So anyway, we had a poll yesterday and had a little over 1,700 people voting in this thing. If the Republican primary were being held today, who would you vote for? And here we go. Tim Scott getting 1%. Not sure yet, getting 2%. Ron DeSantis getting 16%. And Donald Trump, 79%. So, no, it's not scientific. It's just, it's a Facebook group poll. I'm just telling you, those are the results. It is what it is. And again, I think the media, and especially the folks over at Fox, have really made a miscalculation here. Oh, by the way, a good friend of mine, among the latest people given the heave-ho at Fox, Laura Ingle, she was a great investigative journalist, and she came to fame really during Geraldo's show, what is that, back in 06, 07? But Laura and I worked together in California. And have known each other for a number of years. Just an incredible journalist. And got whacked. Also reports that I think All Access is reporting that even Fox News Radio was hit with budget cuts as well. So people are really struggling right now over at Fox. They can't find their footing. And I think everybody needs to take a step back and just breathe here. And when I mean everybody, I mean everybody. We have a great candidate in Donald Trump, and I think Ron DeSantis would make a great running mate, or Tim Scott would make a great running mate. Who knows? I mean, there are plenty of folks out there that would make a good running mate for Trump. Kim Reynolds out of Iowa, or you've even got Kristi Noem out of South Dakota. They would all make perfect candidates, running mates, and they would be able to step in if the need arose for them to be president of these great United States. So again, I, I understand there's a lot of bickering and yelling, and man, some of these paid instigators and agitators on both sides need to just cool their jets a little bit. The biggest issue is defeating the Democrats in 2024. We have to keep that at the forefront. This is the reason we have to have strong candidates. We got to defeat the Democrats, no matter who they put up. But we know it's not going to be Biden. All right, folks, it's been a great day. If you want to hear the full Trump interview again, just download our podcast. And better yet, sign up for the podcast. Doesn't cost you a penny. You can also download our newsletter. Folks, got to scoot out of here. Been a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow. Be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.